You are listening to the Pencil and Paper Podcast Network.
Oh boy, this is a podcast where, I'm talking about something. What is the name? Welcome to Super Mega Crash Beyond, people who listen to podcasts. I am Stephen White, and I'm with my co-host, Lacia Finley. How are you today?
I think happy Monday.
Everything is fine. I'm perfectly fine. I am not a time traveler in somebody else's body or anything. Why would I say that? That's ridiculous.
You can see me though, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I can see you just fine.
I just passed through. I need the music.
It's like,
yeah, it's always some nice little plinky.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Hope you enjoyed our little play.
Happy Monday.
Yes, we are talking about a show that we're kind of loving. And, you know, it's funny that it should be dropping this week since... this week is a leap year week. Aha!
What about look at that? How that worked out.
You know, once in a blue moon. Oh, it's every 4 years. I'm sorry.
Yeah, once in a well, 4 years.
Except for those kids who, you know, who had their birthdays on the 29th of February.
I was just going to say, have you ever met anyone who had their birthday there?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I have. It's kind of funny. So I was just like, so you have like two birthdays, if you think about it. Unless you just decided you only age once every 4 years. Because it's February 29th when you have it. And then March 1st in the off years. So I'm like, interesting. So when's your birthday? Well, it depends on what year it is. I'm like, what?
That's true. I mean, you're not wrong, I guess.
Nope. Nope. Facts, as they would say, right?
I don't know. I don't really know how I would deal with that. Like, I do. I actually had this conversation with a new friend of mine. Found out that her...
New friend. Cheating on me?
No. I didn't say best friend. I just said, you know, new friend that just...
Guess I'll allow it.
No, it's like a work email thing, just like we realize... It's like, oh, you're kind of cool. So we just chit-chat every now and again. But she mentioned that her birthday was on Christmas. And I was like, Christmas? Like, how do you deal with that? And she's like, I usually have a birthday somewhere in June.
Like, oh, yeah.
That way.
Like when Jesus really was.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just far enough away that, you know, if people forget my birthday, it's fine. So I was like, well, that doesn't sound fair. And she's like, but... You know,
I think it's just how it is. Yeah. My one of my friend's parents growing up, probably still is, his birthday was December 25th and always just said, well, you just got one day.
Yeah.
You didn't get two. We weren't coming for money. So there wasn't like, here's your birthday gifts and here's your Christmas gifts. It's just like, sucks to be you. Here's some gifts.
Yeah.
You know?
And I always hated that too, because like even my daughter Piper, her birthday is on the 23rd. So it's close enough. And I always try to make sure it's like, you're not going to get everything all at once. Here's a birthday gift. This is for your birthday. And then here's your Christmas stuff.
Yeah. Make it separate.
Yeah. Because I never felt like that was fair, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess you should have done better math, Stephen.
I'm sorry. But...
You know, it's not like the kid had a choice.
We actually spent that entire week in the hospital, like Christmas in the hospital. I remember that. Because so I made like we brought all the Christmas presents to the hospital. And then I drew like a little Christmas tree on a piece of paper and then put it up and put the...
Aw, doing what you can.
Yeah. And the kid, I mean, they allowed our daughters because they were probably... I got to do math in my head now.
Yeah, math's hard. addition, subtraction was like first grade. It's a long time ago, man.
Yeah. They were like 6 or 7. So, you know, they were kind of young. So we were worried they weren't going to let them stay with us in the hospital on Christmas Eve. But they were like, no, it's fine. It'll be fine. So we got it all set up and we all still got to have our Christmas together with
Christmas
Piper.
At the hospital together. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Quantum Leap. Quantum Leap. Now,
the original, I'm sure the new might sneak in there too, because comparisons to be made. So, yeah.
Like,
I guess I hate to keep saying this, spoilers for a 30-year-old show ish.
If you're not familiar, I mean, I would say for today's audience, I wouldn't say that this is a forgotten show per se. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I say that is because I feel like with this type of show, and especially having the
reimagining. Well, I mean, it's a continuation.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's call it a sequel series. That's what it is.
Oh, you know what? Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Sequel series with the same name, Quantum Leap. And very much like what they seem to be doing with a lot of TV shows nowadays. If you're rebooting it, you're starting back up again. It's legacy sequel series, if you will, to most of the time. I won't say all the time, but most
of the time. That's a good point with some of them that are being redone today or whatever. They make references to the old one. So, yeah, maybe we are more sequels, I guess. But
that's actually something I'll give the new show a lot of credit for. It's not contingent that you have to know everything about this.
Nope.
You just need to know the basics. But even that, they even kind of have their own way of going about it. So you don't need to know anything.
They definitely made it their own.
Yeah.
Like, they're using that concept. It's still in the same universe because they do talk about Sam Bennett and Al and all of them people, you know? I mean, there's even ties in the newer one to the older one. Like, I guess there's going to be some spoilers maybe for the new one, too. At least season one. So, sorry if you're, like, needing to catch up on that. But, yeah. Like, I just want to put that out there now in case we're having a conversation and I totally forget or one of us forgets and just mentions a thing. I'll just throw it out there now. Like, but there could be spoilers for both.
But also keep in mind that this show, being a 30-year-old show, followed a particular formula that was common practice at the time where you had a situation of sorts.
The situation of the week.
Yeah. It was very much that with very little, and I hate to say it like this because I don't want it to sound bad, but very little progression in anything meaningful.
Like not a huge overarching storyline that we're also following.
Right. Like, I feel like you can drop into most episodes without having prior knowledge to anything. You just know this guy is bouncing from body to body to body through time.
Through his own lifetime.
Yeah, within his own lifetime. That's the other thing that they've done in the new show that they've expanded upon is that they...
Anywhere.
It was a safety measure, was it not? And then they disabled that? Is that what they said? Something like that?
I think so. Something along those lines. But I don't think that they anticipated, or supposedly in the new show, like how far in either direction.
Yeah.
Because that was something towards like the end of the first season, I guess, was like future even. And it's like, whoa, now that we've never touched, to my understanding. Never. And not in Quantum Leap anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Because they
it hadn't happened yet. There's nothing to fix.
they set those structured rules, which I appreciated. But then with the new series, they're like, all right, well, with
and
those
you know
rules
I like
in place,
it, though.
I do. No, I do appreciate
I like
that
they did that. Yeah, because putting him in some of those situations from like way back in the Wild West or something like that, it was interesting because we didn't get to see it in the original series because we were confined to what, 1950 something to like, when did the series, 80s, you know?
80s, 90s, somewhere in there.
So that 30-year span of time is the only span that Sam was jumping around in. Yeah, it had to be his lifetime.
And I feel like there were few exceptions where he went outside of that, but it was maybe like one or two episodes, maybe.
Yeah, like, yeah. And some of it I might forget also, because I've rewatched some of it recently, not the entire series, but, you know, it saw it on Peacock, and I was like, you know what? I haven't watched that whole thing in a while. And honestly, it kind of felt like maybe I've not watched the whole thing at all, like the whole thing. Because I was really young when it came out. Mm-hmm. And then some of the stuff that I was watching, especially in the first couple episodes, I'm like, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't.
You have certain ideas of what the show is, but when you go back to the original, there was so much of it that they were still trying to figure out, obviously, in the pilot and everything, that it does feel a little off.
It feels rushed to get to the point, I think, was like what I had forgotten about. So probably mostly talking about the original series this time. Although I'm sure the new one's going to come up, because it's just, how can you not? But you know, when the very first pilot episode opened up, you know, like we're getting the 80s feel. Like it's a product of its time. I think my first question was like, if you've never, you know, had any idea about the show or anything, it's like, I feel like the show was meant to be in that time frame. Yes, like 80s, because we're even talking about the new show is taking place 30 years after that. It's still Sam Bennett's research. We still have Ziggy. It's all of that.
Are you calling him Bennett?
I did. Fuck. Beckett. I have been saying Bennett, haven't I?
I just wanted to make sure I was hearing you
correctly.
Where
did I get Bennett from?
I don't know.
Beckett. So hopefully I'll remember. Sam. I'll just say Sam in case I do it. But yeah, with the original, it just felt so rushed. So it's just like, it's Al driving by a hot woman, which, man alive, did I forget just how big of a womanizer this man really is. Like, it's like not a moment goes by that he can't remind you that he would like to be in someone's pants. It just at any given moment he will let you know. And I'm like, that would not fly today with how bad it is. But you know, and it's just him getting the call in the car that Sam's doing the thing. So we don't even know what the thing is yet. And then you cut to the, I guess, you know, office, wherever they're creating this thing, he's already in the accelerator going. So this is your introduction. It's just Al's a womanizer. Sam jumped into a bunch of air with blue light. This is what we know right now, you know? And then off he goes. And in the very first leap, and I had forgotten this piece of it too, though, to be honest, with the new show and this one, that like Sam also had amnesia.
Yeah.
You know, that was like, what? Like, I guess kind of knew that he was in a situation he wasn't supposed to be in, but doesn't remember why or how or anything. So, yeah, when Al pops in as his hologram, it's like, well, what the hell is this? And then they spend like the first half of the episode like arguing about how this is even real, or do we know each other, or why can't you tell me anything? That was the big thing. Yeah. I'm not allowed to tell you. Do they ever explain why you weren't allowed to help them remember anything?
I think it was...
In that version?
I think it had something to do with, like, all this stuff being flooded back. It could cause kind of like a, I don't know, an issue with his memory or his brain. Because you don't remember anything, and then you're getting all this information, then that's just going to unlock more shit, and then
like
you're just...
Snap.
Yeah. It could cause some serious issues.
Well, Al played with that fire a little bit.
Yeah,
I guess. And so don't they all, though, because I guess you finally get to a point where like, Jesus Christ, you knew this person. Your name was this, you know, like, why are you not, you know? So, yeah, that's pretty much, that was the introduction. Like, you didn't get to see them talk about this experiment at all, or you don't even realize, you know, until I don't even know how many episodes deep that Sam's actually just like this super mega genius that like, through college courses when he was like a grade schooler, you know, and has like six different master's degrees and just like quantum physics, languages, music, you name it, just freaking genius.
Yeah.
And you can't tell him. And it just bothers me that like in certain situations where I'm just like, oh, you know this, you know, and that's part of it, I guess. But
that's what I loved about the sequel series is they toyed with that, but let it pretty much come out. And so,
very slowly throughout the season,
right,
which is I guess kind of how they're doing it.
I feel like at this point in time, if I remember correctly, in the show, because I feel like it hasn't been on
recently. Think this is only its second season for the newer one, yeah. Right?
I think it's been on break, though. I don't remember the last episode we watched. But
it might have been back before this comes up, though, to be fair. But, it's been on a long break.
But I feel like they are at a point with the character in the show that he remembers everything in his current life. And even the people in his life in the future, or I guess his present.
Yeah, however we're looking at it, The time traveling.
Yeah, he's interacted with all of them. They've all been his hologram. They've all toyed with that, which, again, that's a nice change of pace for things, because this show is literally like a two-man show.
Especially the original series. Yeah, that's probably what you're talking about. The original series. Yeah, those are the only two, I think, that are in every single episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because we never get to see home base.
Rarely.
Or at least that I'm remembering, you know, like early on, you know.
That was one of those things that they would save for like a season premiere or something like that. I remember at least one episode, and I can't remember exactly what. Oh, I do remember. Okay. So I'm going to tickle your memories a little bit. See if you remember this episode. There was There was an episode, and I think it was season 3. And I'm going to kind of dig on that.
Yeah, because it was only 4 or 5 seasons.
So yeah, and season 3, he was in a mental hospital, and he was having an issue. What was going on with the leap is he was mentally leaping into other personalities from other people that he had leapt into. So you would have these fragments, these little visions of him tapping into somebody that he had leapt into prior to that. And Sam was like, or not Sam, Al was freaking out because he's like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know how to get him out of here. They think he's crazy. He's kind of acting crazy, you know, and it just became this big thing.
Where some of it's starting to come back to me. All right.
It was getting very stressful. And then what happened at the end of that episode, if I'm not mistaken, is the doctors had taken him to shock therapy. And when they started shocking him, he leapt. And something happened in the leap where he and Al swapped places.
Oh.
And then that's how he was able to go home. But he couldn't leave Al in his position, so he
better not. Yeah,
he found a way to swap them back.
Yeah.
So Al could come home, and that was.
See now, how did they get Al home?
I don't remember.
I feel like we could pull on those threads here because, like, Al made it there and back.
Yeah.
Why was he the only one?
It's a good question. I never thought about that. You're
there are some plot holes, you know, like as the series goes on a little bit, I have noticed a couple spots where like they break their own rules and things like that, which I hate so much. Like, I will suspend disbelief for any freaking story you're telling me as long as you stay in your rules. Because once you start moving it around, it makes me feel like you have really no idea what you're trying to tell me here. And then you're just going to make things up to fit whatever narrative I guess you want to happen in that episode, because we can't creatively think of a way to get ourselves. I don't know.
No,
it bothers
me.
I hate when any show or movie does that. Just make your rules and stick to it. That's it. And if you got to get a little more creative in how you write it, then fine. But just stay within those moments.
I think that actually helps people become more creative, is when you set your boundaries and you're like, I have to figure my way out of this.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that either. And now that you mention it, I have thought about it. Yeah, I do remember little, just teeny weeny little things. And you're just like, but wait a minute. Now, you said that. And then you start playing around your heads like, wait a minute, something's not right here.
Yeah. I feel like it just depends on what they need to happen in that leap.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me on some of it. But yeah, like it was a fun premise.
Yeah.
You know, it was something especially wholly new, I think, for that time, you know, where we don't even know why, you know, initially or anything, why they wanted to do this experiment. Did they even do any math to feel like good Sam would be able to get back, you know? And then all of a sudden, Sam created Ziggy, which is supposed to be this all powerful AI, you know, and Ziggy is now basically running the show. Because, like, they're like, how do I get home? Well, Ziggy thinks there's a 72.8% chance if you're doing this thing. And then they just kind of fall into the idea that I'm supposed to fix something that went wrong in this person's life that I'm in to leap to the next thing, person. Of course, as they always say, hoping that the next leap will be the leap home, you know? So it's like, he just went in this thing all like balls to the wall, dude. It's just like, nobody's here. Who cares? I'm running in the accelerator. It's like, you're so smart. Why are you? I'm sure you had safety things set up for people to be there. You know, like, why are these smart people so idiotic?
Say, well, that is
like the common sense
idiotic thing that they say is that, wasn't it Ziggy was saying that the project wasn't ready, like he shouldn't be leaping, and he got too overzealous and was just like, nah, I gotta do it.
I gotta do it. Yeah.
At least with Ben, the new guy.
Ben is the leaper in the sequel series we're talking about from 2022, 2023.
At least Ben had a reason. Like, when you find out why he did what he did, he felt like he was on a time crunch. He had to get this done before something bad happened later on down the line. This just seemed like Sam was an eager science.
Yeah, just an eager kid, ready to get in there and being like, do the thing.
I know this project is a big deal, and I'm going to prove it. And if kind of like what they say
and
with
like talking about spending billions of dollars in the 80s too, guys. I think they even said like billion, and I'm like, whoa, and you're just going to jump in that thing and not get worried they're going to cut you off, man. Like,
and before I forget this, because I'd already forgotten it as we were chit-chatting, I'm really surprised you didn't bring up the circa late 90s fashion they thought we were all going to be wearing.
Well, see, that was the thing that was the thing I was going down with the, I think it's in the 80s and set in the time, because I was searching this whole time. I'm like, what year is this supposed to be to them? Because Al's clothing, for the love of God, was making me think that it was kind of like how Back to the Future thought 2015 was going to look. You know, we were all in hoverboards and doing all this kind of stuff. You know, people in the past had much higher expectations for those of us in the future than what happened. But we're talking, oh God, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like a very tiny ass ties. Sometimes they'll be super short and wide, or silvery, sheer, shiny stuff. So I'm guessing it's just an alternate reality where they dressed like that in the future for the 80s. Because if you think about it, we've already got AI technology and stuff like that. So that's why I'm like, what future is this? But nope, the new one says it's 2022. I don't understand. You know, like
the earrings on that woman.
Oh my God. Well, like, just the clothing alone is just.
Honestly, think about it for just a brief moment. Who in the fuck thought that will be a fashion statement 10 years from now?
And it's like, it always is something ridiculous too, and large or whatever. Like, it's never just like normal clothing, maybe cut a little different. Which is what's really happened with fashion over the years. It's just they cut it a little bit different to make this or whatever. But I'm glad we're not all wearing, you know, foil.
Again, why was that your thought process? This is
and
what
then
it's
why
gonna
aren't
be.
We continuing that in this next series? Like, I feel like they would have to address that or be dressing even more silly.
Yeah.
At this point.
But they're so modern.
But yeah, it's definitely today's day and age. You know, like
I want somebody, they have to do this at some point. Just, you remember that time or, you know, that weird fashion craze that just came through here with the glowy earrings and the weird.
They should.
I mean,
someone.
Just a little.
Just a throwaway line.
Yeah.
But maybe you can't touch that series. You just got to let that be what it was. But yes, that was one of my very first questions upon the rewatch, was the first couple of episodes and seeing Al's clothing. And I was just like, I was trying to Google, like, what year did the original Quantum Leap take place in? I could not find an answer anywhere. So I'm like, I guess it. And then I looked at the new series and saw that it was 100% saying it was in 2022. I'm like, well, I guess that's just what the 80s looked like if we had more technology then or something.
Yeah, because I really thought that at some point they said that it was in the 90s, but I'm like you. When I started digging into it, I was like, well, they really didn't. They just say the near future. So you can assume, since it was started in the 80s, that near future would be the 90s, but that What do you consider?
And I mean,
near?
I guess we kind of wore shiny stuff in the 90s. I mean, we had like MC Hammer with those big shiny pants and stuff, you know. So like, if you're talking the near future, 4 or 5 years from then okay, I guess, you know. Maybe. But yeah, it was definitely, it's always what you would, the 80s people thought the future was going to look like. It's like there's that set style that everyone wanted to use. It was always shiny, was always boxy, mm-hmm. you know, like everyone had shoulder pads all of a sudden again, you know, or maybe it's because shoulder pads were so big in the 80s. They're like, I can't imagine us getting rid of those, you know.
It's so cool.
Everyone likes to look like a square, you know. Did we think that looked good?
I don't know.
I had some shirts with it in it, too, and I can't for the life of me understand why.
I never got into the shoulder pad craze, but I think
it was mostly women that wore it anyway. There was, like, some fad, I guess, there for a little bit where just, like, straight lines is what looked good or something. I don't know. But, yeah, shoulder pads are boo. I don't know why we thought that was a good idea. But, yeah, very much so. So, no idea. No idea what they were thinking about that. But, you know, it's like, even I felt this way a little bit with the new series, but I feel more so then because I guess we didn't have all the qualms about some stuff. Just anytime they put Sam in a body with a lover, it feels very rapey. I don't know of a better word for it. Like, it's just so, and I get it. To a degree, but I'm having a really hard time separating the fact that he's habitating someone else's body while being with this other person.
Sure.
And mind you, I think we're all supposed to believe that the person he leapt into is chilling in Sam's body, wherever Sam's body is.
That is, now they did that. They did prove that. They haven't,
yes. They well, they even, talked about it.
Have they talked about it on the new series? Because I was curious about that too.
I feel like there was probably a passing comment about that, but I don't remember now, to be honest. Like, if they specifically, but in the original, they did say that because Al would sometimes talk about how he was talking to so and so.
Yeah, there was an episode. There might have been more than one, but I remember at least the season 4 opener. I'm pretty deep into this show, just so you know. Like, if you haven't got it,
I don't have it that memorized. Like I said, I just started rewatching the series, and it was almost like watching it new again because I'm like, oh my god, sure. I've forgotten so much. But I haven't gotten past 2 yet. I'm almost through 2.
But I think it was this in season 4 was the opener. They did, or season 4 or 5? Let me double check. 5, excuse me. Season 5 opener. That was the Lee Harvey Oswald episode. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So they tackled that idea. There was a bit where they had, like you said, he was trying to understand what happened. Mm-hmm. Because this was like when JFK, that whole conspiracy, even though it was like, what, 30, well, almost 30 years prior to the date of it happening. Probably shy of another year at that point.
Yeah.
But at the time, you know, everyone, the conspiracy started. It was like, well, somebody did this, somebody did that. And of course, it was just, I don't know, it was growing again. Mm-hmm. And then of course, I think the JFK movie had come out not that long ago. So it was in the zeitgeist. It was being talked about again. And of course, they did an episode on it. And it really made you wonder. It's like, okay, so if he is Lee Harvey Oswald, like leaped into him, then what exactly happened? Like, because you're expecting him to save the president.
Sure. Yeah. But that's not like, how what they else play it out. Is he supposed to, you know, and then you find out it was just like, oh, his kid needed to go to school. One day he missed the bus. And you're like, well, I jumped into Lee Harvey Oswald.
how they handled it, I'll give them a lot of credit. It was pretty interesting because it's almost like they, like, I don't want to. Since you're watching it.
Rewatching
I'll,
it.
I'll leave it for you to see. But
it's like, at least I remember the major plot points and I remember how it ended.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I felt like how they handled that, like the outcome of it, I was like, that's kind of nice. You know, it's kind of beautiful. Okay. Okay? Yeah. I'll give them a pass for that. But yeah, in that episode, I'm almost positive there was a scene where you saw Al talking to
Sam
Oswald. But as Sam in the imaging chamber or whatever it's supposed to be, wherever Sam's body is.
That was another thing that I always was wondering about, too, because if he's just like chilling in there, You know, like, where are we just holding these people? What are you telling these people? Has Sam been getting any food or exercise? Like, is his body okay? You know? And I don't think I really realized how much of a religious overtone the show actually had, because they were very much, or at least in the early seasons, this is God's work. This is what God sent him to do. And they say that. Like, every time Sam's like looking up, I guess if this is what you want me to do, or every time he's about to sleep with someone again, which feels very to me, you know, he's like, you better leap me or look away, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, I don't know. It just feels gross. It feels very gross. And I don't know how to explain it other than that. Like, just something about watching it, knowing I've made my point. But yeah, like, is his body even alive to come back? Who's taking care of it?
I mean, that's a good question, because think about it like this, okay? So if his body is just being inhabited by other people.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the body, food, water, you know, essentials for living?
Yeah.
Are they getting this? Are they enjoying it? Or who's taking care of his needs?
And then it also...
I never thought about it. Holy shit.
I was worried about Ben, too. I'm like, who's taking care of Ben's body? And this is what kills me, too, because both series have done this so far, where there's like a moment where the government's going to be like, we're putting the kibosh on this. The first series, it was because they didn't believe anything was actually happening. Like, Sam's gone. Nothing's changing. What are you guys talking about? Like, did anybody go point to the body? Like, be like, okay, nothing's happening. Well, maybe they would just think Sam's now just off his rocker, pretending to be someone new each time. But I'm like, did it? Like, even now, like, with the new series, like, can't you go point to Ben and be like, look, he's in a coma, I guess?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't think this plot point out a little bit all the way through. But I'm just like, I feel like there was something we could point to be, I don't know. Anyway, I just,
I
guess it didn't matter in the long run if anyone was taking care of Sam's body, but.
Yeah. And I still don't want to keep using comparisons anyway to the new show, like, what they're doing. Because I also remember, like we said at the beginning, this is a show that came out at a certain point in time when television was kind of, they had rules, you know, it was just like, well, we don't need to make it complicated. It's a situation. This is what, that's the pitch. We get to play with new things every week and go.
Yeah.
And that's what works. But then they'll find ways to work in little story beats. I don't know if you remember this or not, because, well, you probably remember this because this kind of connects to the new show. But there was a bit where, I think it was in season 2 or 3. I almost want to say it was the beginning of 3.
Okay.
Is he leapt into himself as a boy back on his farm.
Yeah.
So he was kind of interacting with his family. And then it's almost like it was a leap, like several leaps back to back almost, I want to say. Because it's like he started there, then he leapt into, was it his, no. It was, that was the episode where he leapt into magic because he went to Vietnam. Remember?
Yeah. Is it the same person?
Yeah. That was supposed to be, that was the reference they were, so when you get to season
three, I know that they were talking about in the new series about like magic, like Sam, that's how they kind of knew each other or whatever. But yeah. I don't think I remembered if it was an actual episode in the original series with that actor.
So, well, he didn't play the guy. Because obviously, I mean, it would have been awesome if he could have. Yeah, that would have been like...
Well, like the person you see in the mirror, was that the same actor?
No,
like if he passed by a mirror to see what body he was in?
Well, I'm sure he did, but I know it wasn't Ernie Hudson that was playing him. Yeah. But
anyhow,
point being, he, if I remember correctly, that was the episode he leapt into magic. And then you get that understanding of he was there to save his brother. Mm-hmm. You know, from whatever happened in Vietnam, that was his mission. And then that, of course, that thread ties into this loosely, but well enough, because I was always curious about that, too, because Magic talks about that. It's like, what was it like after?
Yeah. Like, where were you? What was it like in Sam's body? What was like? Yeah, I want to talk to those people, because you know what? Just as a brief side, just because while I'm thinking about it, if someone could do it, I would freaking absolutely adore this. Just a series of shorts of the people leaping back into their body for the first 2 minutes. Like, if someone could do that well, like, I just want some satirical spoof where someone is just doing like, ah, why am I here? What's happening? Why am I kissing you? Why are you kissing me? How did, you know, like, just, and you've been gone in a box, I'm assuming, in a room forever. Like, just that, you know, I don't want your whole life. I just want the 5 minutes you've leapt back into your body and go.
Seriously, because there were just some moments that I've thought about that, literally. Like, I know in the new series, there was a bit where he met someone. Like, are you kind of caught up with it?
I think I'm caught up now with the new season because, yeah, nothing started.
He met somebody that, like, very first time. And I think Sam this has happened to him, but for different reasons. But Ben met somebody that he had already met before in a leap. And they kind of connected because it was like, that's weird. You know, I've never ran into the same person again in a different leap. A whole different situation. And then however the conversation went down, it was pretty much he confessed to her that he's a time traveler or whatever.
He broke a rule.
Like, oh my God. Yeah. But he's an older man. He's in the body of an older man and she is her. And then at the end of the episode, they kiss.
And
then
guess when he leaps. Yeah. Because he always seems to leap in these weird positions. Like, things are happening and I'm just
Sam did too.
Yeah,
Sam
that's what too. I mean. So that's why I think it would be great for if somebody could nail that. Like, just a little series of shorts of those people when they're leaping back into their body in this position, in this weird, like, what the, do you even know this person? Because think about it, like, the old guy's probably like, heh, yeah, you know, but like, does she know when it got a little creepy? Could she feel when Ben left?
Yeah,
you know, and that's, again, you're using someone else's body. I can't make that work in my head. Like, it breaks my brain.
I genuinely think that they're just like, well, they're not seeing the actual guy. They're seeing Ben. It's like,
but she is.
Yeah, she sees the old guy.
Yes.
The guy that could be your father. And now she's making out with him.
And for all I know, how do you not know that was some old guy dropping a line on you so you'd kiss? For crying out loud. You're a time traveler? You're a 30-year-old hot guy? Sure. Sure you are. Yeah,
but to be fair. But to be fair, at least he knew how to play the cards. Like, hey, do you remember the thing that we did? And got. So at least he had that. So the convincing, it's still creepy if you think about it.
Yeah. She's just whatever body he's in, she's cool with. I guess that is the best love. I've never even seen this person, but I'm in love with them no matter what body they come in, I guess, at this point. But again, you're still stealing someone else. Like, what if he was married? You know, like, we don't know. Like, you fixed one thing, but did you wreck a bunch of other things? Like, how many people got fired because you didn't show up or something? You know, like, again, just those little personal touch lives I would like to see. But yes, he always seems to leap at a weird spot. And how many died right after? Like, I'm driving in a car. I leap now. You know, like, you saved whatever the situation was, but now he's dead because he was flying an airplane when he leapt. Yeah, like, I don't know. I love that we never talk about it, though. But yeah, anyway.
Fascinating, nonetheless. So are there any particular episodes? Like, I know you said you've only really gotten through 2 and 3, and I'm kind of bouncing all over the place. Are there any episodes?
Yeah, I kind of was bouncing around, too, because since I don't have to watch it consecutively, and neither did they, because that was something I noticed a lot too. The end of one episode, he'd leap into a body. The start of the next episode may not be that body, but then all of a sudden, 2 or 3 episodes later, he's back in that one. Like, I'm not sure how this was filmed or edited or how it was shown on TV, but it's saying it's in order now. Season, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because there's only, what, like, 6 or 7? Like, the 5. Okay, I was going to say the first season was definitely a pilot season. But, yeah. Like,
that's interesting. Yeah, because we've been encountering that, too. We started rewatching an old show from the 80s, Full House. And we noticed, that's another thing I want to talk about for now. But, we encountered that where it was just, there was something that happened, like, it was a big plot point. It was like, okay, so That's going to be important going forward. And then you come back to it in the next episode and it's right back to where it was. It's like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, because
then you just realize they got it out of order.
Yeah, and it's happened enough now that I'm like, what was happening back then when you guys were airing these episodes? Or unless it's in a different order now or something. But I just remember the last episode of the first season was the first time he leapt into a woman. Oh boy, right? But then season two, episode one, I think was him as the black guy in the diner from like the 60s or something.
Yeah.
And he leapt into that guy at the end of a couple of episodes where I was just like, why is he leaping back into this guy again? And he'd sit at the counter, he'd look in the mirror and oh boy, you know, and then he did that one like two or three times. And I'm like, but we only had one episode about him, you know? I don't know. Yeah. It's very, very strange. I never knew what the next episode was actually going to be.
What I feel like happens, and I genuinely feel like, you know, these companies would try to do their best to get it organized. Because I know I've seen this, the X-Men animated series was way out of whack on Disney Plus when they first put it on. Like, there was a show that you wouldn't think had a narrative through line, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
And shit was all out of order. So with this, they're probably listing them as they aired on television, kind of like what you see on IMDb. So like, this is the day it aired, so that's how we're listing it, as opposed to actually being an order where the network was just like, well, you got that one done, but that was not done, so just go ahead and give us that one and we'll air this one in. Because I've seen that shit happen before.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But it's strange that they would have that end cap, or like, did they just, oh, we were missing the end of this episode, so we're just going to make it look like he leapt into this guy again.
That's true. Yeah, they did do it twice.
It was like twice. Yeah. And it wasn't even before the episode that it actually was. So I had already seen it.
Yeah, they probably got the shit mixed up.
Yeah, I mean, they had to have planned it. I don't
know. That's weird. Yeah. I think I do remember that now that you mention it.
Because, yeah, even the, okay, there's one episode. Do you remember when he leapt into the first woman?
Was that
the one where Al just was having a rough time the entire episode? So, okay. The first woman Sam leaps into, apparently, is very, very attractive. She is an attractive blonde. Legs for days. Whatever, you know? So Al apparently had to go to therapy throughout the whole season or of that episode because he was having such impure thoughts about his best friend. And I was like, holy crap. And that's the first time I realized that Al sees Sam as the body Sam is in. Thinking the whole time Al saw Sam as Sam.
Which you think would make sense.
Right, or at least for our purposes anyway, for the people watching at home, you know. And I know that's how they film it because obviously, you know, you want Scott Bakula to be the lead. You're not going to just cast a new lead each time. But yeah, that whole is such a cringy episode where it's just like every time Al was tried to pop in and help Sam, he couldn't. He was just too, wanting to like jump all over Sam's bones. And I am like, dude, you have got to rein it in a little bit. Like, you are so into women, you can't get anything else done. Sam couldn't get any help the whole episode.
And wasn't that the focal point of the episode too? Him being sexually harassed by the boss?
Yes.
So it was just all around.
And I was just like, Jesus. Well, welcome to our life, Sam. But like, even your best friend can't get it together long enough. So like, you have no one. You have no one. And they're not even, they weren't good women. Either. That's what made it like worse. Like, come to find out they're all just like after married men and trying to do that and hit her best friend or Sam's best friend, however you want to say the woman he was in. That I didn't like phrasing it that way either. Anyway, I can't do it. But see the compromising thing, like you're trying to explain it. But yes. And then apparently he didn't leap at the end of it because he still had to do one other thing, which was to like get revenge, I guess, on the boss. Because again, imagine being that woman getting leapt back into in your boss's office, whom you probably were trying to screw beforehand. Now that we know your personality, then now Sam's in it. And then the whole... I still think the revenge was dumb. The revenge was Sam telling the boss she was a man. And like, how is he really going to believe that?
Look at her. I know.
But still. Now, I know people are probably be like, wait, no. Like, I know people with enough work or whatever, like, you can't tell the difference, you know, when But I just felt like that was a weird way to get revenge, was trying to convince him that she was a man in a day and age where, like, I don't know.
But
I just feel like there would have been a better way to actually do it, because now you're supposed to expect me to believe that he believes her.
Don't forget the time period in which this happened.
Well, I understand that it could be a revenge, but, like, coming from that body, I just feel like the boss would have been like, whatever, and then continue to do it anyway. And then in 2 seconds, find out that was a lie. That's a dangerous lie to tell. I know Sam's not going to understand that, only ever having been a man, never having been anything else. But that's a dangerous lie to tell. That gets people hurt.
It's a punchline, you know, because back then, drag was a punchline.
But you know. Again, I don't know. I'm just still hung up on the point that all the boss sees is this hot blonde, because that's the only thing Al could talk about the entire episode. Like, he was useless because he just wanted to sleep with his best friend in someone else's body. See, it all feels very rapey. I can't get over it.
Don't forget the time.
I know, but still.
And I'm not trying to understand. I'm not trying to justify this behavior.
The humor was just different. Like, they. I don't know how to explain it. It is what it is.
Take a look at Revenge of the Nerds. Okay. Mm. Perfect example that has been pointed out over the decades. Our lead hero character practically raped a woman. He tricked her into thinking he was another person. She slept with him, and it was like, ta-da, it's me. And then she was like, oh, well, you were actually really good. It's like, no. She would have been like, whoa, dude.
No, you're right. And we were supposed to think that was a joke and that was funny. And you're right. Nobody thought like rape by deception was a real thing. Well, I was here. She said, yes, that's not rape. It's like, I thought he were someone else.
Yeah. So you kind of did.
Yeah. That is a thing, people.
Yeah. So don't get conned into that.
Yeah,
Make sure you know who's under the mask.
Sure. Well, hopefully you're having those conversations before that happens anyway, but we're in a different world. People, it does everybody. Yeah. But yeah, that whole episode, just how cringe it was with Al the entire time, where I was just like, you cannot even talk to an attractive woman. Like, that's how bad your womanizing is. Like, I feel like I could not get along with Al. No, he probably wouldn't even look at my face. Who knows? I know. There's nothing it was really just to say.
It was just funny
that that is how they introduced him too. Like, the very first scene of the very first episode is him driving in a car, stopping for a hot woman on the side of the road whose car broke down, and making sure to look from like her ankles all the way up, you know. And hey, lady. So this is 100% what they wanted you to know about Al.
Yeah.
Six marriages. Can't talk to a woman without seeing her just as a piece of meat. But it was just like he had to go to therapy that episode. He was talking about how he had to go to therapy. And I was just like, wow. How long has Sam been in the woman's body that you've had time to like go to therapy, get diagnosis, like talk it out? Like, how long was Sam there?
I guess I've never met a woman that gorgeous that she made me go to therapy. I mean, it's just been like...
Well, no, he had to go to therapy because he knew it was Sam. And he was having troubles with feelings of wanting to sleep with his best friend.
But still.
I know. I would still... But again, I guess I'm not that horny of a womanizer where it's just like, I can see you as a human and actually have a conversation with you also. I'm not just this thing to be got at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely Al. That's pretty much the only personality he has. As time goes on, you definitely learn more about him, you know, with him being a very well decorated in the military and all of this kind of stuff. And they did at least have one episode that I can recall, too, where they showed what actually can take place when something in the past had changed. Because I don't know if you remember the one where he was actually trying to convince the government to not shut them down. Like, Sam is actually out there doing things. And he was in front of the board, whomever it was, you know, whomever in the government they were supposed to be. And he's having these meetings with them each day. You know, he'll go into the thing, be the hologram, come out and try to be like, no, he's there. I don't know how to convince you. And so he tries to convince Sam to stop some sort of military thing. It was like some plane getting shot down or something to that effect, that he wanted Sam to stop because the girl he was with, dad, was like the senator or something and could call in the favor. See, I might be forgetting like how higher up. But anyway, he was at that meeting and Sam knew and was with the one woman that she was studying to be in the law. And so as the episode's going on, of course, he kept trying to sleep with her. And she's just like, can you, you know, give me stuff about law and all this kind of stuff. And so at the very end of the episode, you know, he's like kissing her on her neck and no, you need this for, you know, this thing, and corrects her on one of the rules that she had backwards or something. One of the, you know, and she's like, oh, my God, I would have failed that test and I wouldn't have known. And I, you know, and then all of a sudden, the board that Sam is in front of has changed. She's on it. Wow, this is weird. That name does sound familiar. I don't know. We'll continue the work. And like, it was just like, so Sam had altered it with her by giving her, like, making sure she knew the right answer to that question. And then now all of a sudden, all of the people in front of him changed. And I was just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Because like, and that's another plot point. They wanted that as proof that Sam was doing something. But if it changed, none of those people know. Because as far as they're concerned, that's the history. So how is Al still going to be able to prove, you know, like the books are going to reflect that that plane never went down or whatever it was. Like that proved it right there with the board changing pretty much instantly. Because now she actually won her, you know, run as the other guy had lost it, you know.
Didn't they do little things like that in the new series where it's like the time ripple, everyone just remembers as it was, like whatever change he made,
feel like they addressed that at least.
Yeah, and it was very much like that. It was just like, oh yeah, that's how it always has been. And they never know it any other way.
Yeah, so I guess, how would you ever prove that thing? Like, because I'm guessing in theory, like if I wrote it down to try to remind myself, would that have even happened then after that thing had changed?
I don't feel like it can, because then you've changed history, so you would never have known it, so you never would have written it down.
Yeah, so like, I feel like that's, again, with your own rule, like how is that going to work? Yeah, how are you going to prove it?
That is a very specific and complicated, that's actually one of those time travel rules that I've tried to, because anytime I've done writing about time travel, I enjoy different takes on it, you know, because you try to think, what would it be like? And I kind of agree with the wherever you wind up, that is now your present.
Yeah.
So, but again, if you are then in turn changing something in the past, why wouldn't it have a ripple effect?
Like, that's how it's always been then to this, in this timeline, at least. Yeah. And we're not saying there's multiverses in Quantum Leap, or at least they never said that there was.
No.
You know, so but I'm led to believe it's always that timeline.
Now you've just opened up another door, because they would this would have to operate on the absolute premise that there is absolutely no multiverse. So everything that is being done is set on one straight course. Then you have to also ask, well, why does history have to be changed to fit within this narrative? For this to be the way history has to be.
Right.
And then that just, there's a whole well of questions.
Oh my God. Like, it really just opens up a lot more questions to me. And like, again, I'll suspend it. Like, but I feel like I just kind of want to know how you're filling in some of those holes. Because also, again, how is Sam Lee? Well, okay, I should. Well, no, it was very much, I believe in God. So I guess they felt like there was a soul that was what was leaping around. I don't think they've said anything in the newer one, whether they think it's like some God, higher power or whatever. I don't know why that disappointed me so much. Where I was like, really? You know, okay. Like, that's the only driving force for you guys. But I guess.
Do keep in mind, I mean, in the 90s, you know, I don't think that there was a lot in the, there was a lot more faith-based
idealisms. You had like Touched by an Angel. No, Highway to Heaven was still going on at that time, or things. Yeah, which is kind of the same show, I guess, if you think about it. It just went from place to place, fixing things and helping people. Because my point was like, how are you jumping back into your own body?
Like, I think that at least I'll give him credit for this, because thinking back to the final episode, that was mm-hmm. actually the crisis Sam was having, mm-hmm. is trying to understand, why can I not leap home?
Yeah.
You know, why does this keep happening? And he kind of got to this thought. And I even liked how Al responded to it, because he's stuck in this place. I don't know if you remember the final episode or not.
I remember bits and pieces, and I remember like how the series wrapped up, but yeah.
He was in a bar. He had leapt into himself pretty much, mm-hmm. like, because he could see himself, he could see everything, but he didn't know where he was, why he was there, and he was, it's almost like a nexus point, mm-hmm. is how I would kind of describe it.
Okay.
And then he was talking to the bartender, talking to people, seeing shit happen around him, he kind of got convinced at one point, and he was telling Al, he's like, you know how we've always tried to theorize who's been leaping me around? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, I think it's the bartender. I think he is God or time or, and mm-hmm. he didn't set it to that. He was just like, or fate or whatever. Like, he kept rolling off possibilities mm-hmm. of what it could be. And I kind of like that, you know, because it was, you weren't saying, oh yeah, I think it's just that. He's like, it could be God. It could be fate. It could be time. I don't mm-hmm. know, but I think this guy is it. And then Al's like, okay, well, we've got to do something about that, because he's seeing him unravel, and he's like,
at this point, it's been 5 years at least. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how it moves for them, you know, like,
sure.
I know with the new series, we're like, oh, it was a week. No, that was 2 years ago. You know, like, time's getting messed around. So,
yeah
I would think I'd start, I haven't been myself in five years, I've not been me. Who am I?
And while it might be a cop-out that they're not stating it, I also kind of give them credit for trying to touch on it without explaining it, because we pointed it out. I mean, there are very big questions that mm-hmm. need answering, or at least if you want them answered. Or
yeah, like, it would be nice if it was addressed.
But it could take away some of the mysticism of it all, so I don't know.
That's fair. I just, is Ben's body getting taken care of? There you go. Well, no, no. Oh, should I even say it though? That's very spoilery. Because I think you know what I'm going to talk about, or what I was going to say.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I shouldn't.
New show, that's new. This is old.
Okay, so. Then I won't say that. We'll talk about it afterwards, because like, that's another one where I'm like, what? But yes. So. Yeah. So it does have a lot of questions. I don't know. I still enjoyed the show. It was a little bit harder, I think, for me to enjoy it as I'm older. And I hate to say it that way, but I just think with like understanding some of the stuff as an older woman kind of made, you know, come on, you know. The womanizing thing doesn't really bother me that much. Like, I realized that was a trope or whatever. And sometimes it was funny.
A very popular trope at that time.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, I mean, look at the 80s movies. It was always some hot chick they were aspiring to get, you know, that was in some bikini somewhere coming out of the pool, for crying out loud. You know, like, we just, like, that's hot true. Women. That was what any guy wanted. That's how I made it in life. I had to be a hot chick. And then I still, when they have romantic scenes, I can't. Like, it's just like, I have to look away. Maybe I'm not supposed to feel that strongly about it, but I do. I feel very strongly about it. And again, like, if I'm the dude back in Sam's body, be like, what are you doing with my woman? You know, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's never going to be able to do anything about it, but like, still. Because at first he was very good about it. He's like, I can't do this. This isn't wrong. But then I guess as the years went on, he's like, you know what? I'm a lonely man.
Yeah.
I've been stuck for so long.
Now, I just thought about something. I don't know if you remember this plot beat or not, that actually expanded beyond a few episodes. And I think it was in season 5 is where they started playing with this idea. Mm-hmm. And I felt like they were almost bringing it into the new series, but not quite in the same way. And this may even kind of build upon what you were talking about with the more religious aspect mm-hmm. of it all. Do you remember the evil leaper?
Yes.
it almost felt like that did have very religious connotations, almost like they were sent by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was how it was portrayed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what was weird about it. They didn't seem like a different faction or something like that. That was kind of, I mean, with the new one, you had mm-hmm. Leaper X, which yeah. minor spoiler.
Yeah.
But you had that other Leaper, but there was something else behind it. We haven't quite figured out yet.
But right. But at least like we're explaining it, or they're going to, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like it's some mysterious force that we don't quite understand. But here, the concept, like I was really, like I loved the evil Leaper idea. Like when it came about, I was like, oh, this is fascinating. This is new.
So you're just coming along and undoing all the good stuff you did.
Yeah.
History is the same, buddy. You just wasted all this time.
But it was that one little aspect where they seemed like they were, like there was that devil connection, like they were sent from hell or something like that. Yeah. It's weird kind of thing.
But I guess you kind of have to believe it in this universe because, well, look at what I'm able to do right now.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be a thing?
So again, they didn't say that outright, but I felt like the way they portrayed it, you kind of got a vibe that maybe something's not as kosher as it might seem.
I would believe it just because, like I said in the beginning there, or at least through season two anyway, Sam mm-hmm. is very convinced that this is God calling the shots.
Yeah.
I want to go so far as to say they actually even said God, you know, because he does make a point when he's talking to himself or whatever to look up at him all the time, you know, and I was just like, all right, if that's how you want to explain this, then I guess fine. But I think we could have found a more interesting way to explain it. But
it's funny, too, that you mentioned their mention of God and haven't even mentioned, what's the best way to put this?
It's funny, like us trying to explain away 80s.
Certain words that seemed okay to say back then.
Oh, yeah. There's several. So,
I know the one where he leapt into a black man.
Oh, yeah.
Back in season, I think it was.
Well, he did it a couple of times. Well, the one that I'm thinking of anyway was during, well, it was still during
segregation.
Segregation. Thank you.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know that's who he had leapt into at first, and then just like goes into the diner, sits down at the counter, and everyone's just like staring at him, like, what are you doing? And he's like, what? I'm hungry. I just want a sandwich. And then looks in the mirror and was like, oh, shit. You know, or, yeah. Oh, boy. Sorry, as he would say.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think,
well, that was where he thought he was going to be the one to start the civil.
That was the one that was almost kind of like Driving Miss Daisy.
Yes.
You know, kind of yes. had similarities.
It was the older lady or his master or owner or whatever she was, you know, yeah. trying to turn her into a more not racist.
Now, so let me ask you this, and I'm sure we are not the people to ask, but I've always been curious. Now, at that time, I remember there was a line in there where the elder lady had used the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
at least in the version I saw,
I'm trying to remember if it was like with the R or if it was like, I think she said, I don't know if this is bad
no,
to say.
No. She said
Negro
it with the R
is what yeah. I remembered.
No, she
saying.
Said.
Oh, okay.
She said the less
the other one. Yeah, I think yeah. we know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So, and I remember in that episode, if I'm not mistaken, he corrected her. But
yeah.
how he corrected her, I could see people being like, well, he shouldn't have said it neither. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he was saying, don't say.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that? Because I understand at the time, like when this was done,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not saying it was accepted, but I don't think they were thinking, well, look what we're going to do. We're going to make him say this terrible word. For any ill will, he was trying to just say, don't say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think that episode just felt weird to me that you were just going to try it. And again, they did this a lot with like rewriting history or whatever. Like they're basically trying to say Sam is the one who got the civil rights movement going. You know, so to yeah. me, it just felt weird. We were putting this white man in a black man's body trying to fight for their rights. Like he understood because he's been a black guy for like a week. You know, that was what felt weird to me is he's like, oh, I'm here to start civil rights. That's what I'm here for. It's like, well, but you need to sit this one out, I think, maybe. But they did that a lot. Like in one episode, they basically said, Chubby Checker got the twist idea from Sam, even though Sam was doing the twist in front of Chubby Checker because he's like, yeah, Chubby, and does this. And he's like, ooh, I like that. I might steal that move. And I'm like, are we really just saying Sam went back in time and that taking credit for Chubby Checker? Okay. Okay.
Hey, you know, don't forget. So- Don't forget, Michael J. Fox or Marty McFly was responsible for Johnny B. Goode.
That's true. You know? We did say white man went back and rewrote Johnny B. Goode. Yeah, or wrote that song. Yeah, they did that a couple of times where they rewrote where he was, you know, the one to do the thing. But to me, that's what felt weird, where I was just like, we're going to have him be the end all be all voice on this matter. You know, I like you're being progressive in the 80s, but like,
I genuinely don't think that was their intent. You know what I mean? I don't think they were thinking, hey, I've got a way to make a white man responsible for the civil rights. Yeah, the civil rights. I think it was more like, hey, wouldn't it be interesting if, and I think that same with the Marty McFly thing. I don't think they were just like, well, we're going to steal this from Chuck Berry. I think it was just like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if this kid goes back in time and then somehow it just happened to be like the
only song he knew to play at the time.
Right. I don't feel like there's ill intent, but no, I can see where, you know.
In today's eyes, all of it was probably just written with the biggest vitriol, you know, and it's like, no, hold on.
How dare you? We don't need white savior Sam.
Although it was fun, though, that they did write a scene where supposedly Sam ran into like young Michael Jackson. He was like five or something. And it was just this random out of nowhere scene. I don't remember now why Sam ran to the bathroom. Something was happening, needed a moment. And then, you know, this kid walks in with like the shoes and the socks and the like black outfit on and everything. I'm like, are they even? Is that what they're going to do here? And for some reason, the kid just starts to dance. There's no music playing or anything. Sam just starts to dance with the kid. So now we've just got these two dancing in a public bathroom for whatever reason. And then another kid comes in and is like, hey, Mikey, we got to go to practice, you know, and he moonwalks out. And I'm like, did they really just... So that was kind of cute. We didn't say Sam gave him anything, but just for some reason, he danced with kid Michael Jackson in a bathroom with no music. Yep. Just this random scene they inserted.
I remember that.
But yeah, so he's like, hey, Michael. I'm like, oh my God, they really did go that far. I was like, I thought they were just going to leave it to like, nah, we'll let you believe that. But then when they literally said Michael, I was like, all right. Nah. Michael Jackson apparently dressed with white socks and black dress shoes his whole life.
Sure.
Maybe he did. I don't know. I just thought it was like a shtick when he got into his 20s or whatever. And now people wear white socks with dark shoes all the time. I don't think it matters anymore. It's not so much a faux pas anymore.
No.
Even though I still go, ah, it doesn't look right. Please put on some darker socks, but you can do whatever you want. It's not harming anyone.
But right.
Back then, you weren't,
no.
Let's wear white socks. You could see it. But yes, all this to say, I guess to kind of wrap it up, I am a little disappointed in how they decided to take the ending because I have heard, and Scott Bakula apparently did confirm this, that there was about three different endings, I guess, that were shot. So I guess even they weren't really sure how they wanted, you know, to wrap up the series. So, and then this is the one they landed on where just Sam never goes home.
Yeah.
As far as we know, even to this day, even in the new series, Sam's just gone. Still leaping? I don't know. You know, like I thought maybe, and Scott Bakula has already said, nope, I wish the new series well. I've done my piece, you know, but I still think it would be fun for just one.
I've heard.
One leap.
And I don't want to put words in his mouth. But I think they have possibly convinced him to maybe possibly come back.
It's a dangerous game to play, though. Because, like, I'm still, like, one of those where are you going to screw up the original so hard with trying to do something new? Which I've seen other series, movies, things like that do.
Yeah.
Heck, we just talked about one last week where Cocoon was beautiful on its own. And then you got to keep people, you know. So I'm a little worried about them doing it. But I could see that they could do it in a way that would be interesting.
Sure.
But I don't know.
According to the showrunners, here's what they have done. Mm-hmm. They have an idea to bring Sam back. They said they're not going to give up on trying to talk Scott Bakula into coming back.
So they said, like, legit want to bring Sam home.
Yes.
The series.
Like, they have a plan. That, like, one of the guys that I remember reading this is, we got a plan. And if we can ever convince him, we're going to enact that plan. And he said, but if not, we'll set it aside. We're not going to force it in to, you know, make it happen. It's just like, if he commits, then we go for it.
Yeah.
If not, then we just stay the course where we're at.
Well, Scott just made it sound like he loved it. He enjoyed his time and he's put a button on it. Like, that portion of his life, that actor or that character, he's put to bed, which is fair. And again, it's still in my head. Like, while I think it would be cool, I'm still always worried they're going to screw up the original vision.
Right.
By, like, just not being able to let it go. Continuing on and everything, fine. I don't feel like that screwed up anything with the prior plot, anything that happened with Sam. It complements it a little bit to the point where, like, these people 30 years later picked up this work, or however many years later, and then we jumped in 30 years, you know. But, so didn't change anything, you know. Sam was there. Sam is still gone. They do mention everybody, and that's about it. So part of me does want to see it, but the other part of me is like, would they be rewriting the ending for the original series?
And that would be the key element. So if you bring him in and you bring him home because.
But into what body? See, this is my other thing here, because if Sam's literally been gone 30 years, unless you've been, someone's been in Sam's body, walking it and feeding it, that thing's gone.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. I had never really thought about that, but I think I did come to that conclusion at one point. I was like, so what happened to his body? If they shut all this down.
They had to have buried it or something, right? But who's in his body? Like,
and that might be what they have set up. Because you have to explain that his deep. His body is still out there. Therefore, if he is technically still leaping out there, then a new body is coming into this other body.
Then who's taking care of that body that's constantly getting new personalities? Because, like, Al's gone. And, like, even in the series at this point has passed away. Like, the actor passed away. I don't know how long ago it's been now, but been so even in this new series, they're acknowledging that Al has passed away. Who's watching him?
I have a hunch, but I'll leave it.
Oh, are we not allowed to talk about the hunch?
No, I have an idea of what I would think everything, the way the characters and everything would go about. Something tells me that he's probably in an asylum somewhere.
Ooh, okay.
Because think about it. New personality every couple of whatever.
Yeah, however long that actually happens here. Yeah.
So every so often, you're going to see a whole new personality screaming, I don't know where I'm at. Who am I? I'm this person.
The series I want. This is them stuck in an insane asylum. Oh my God. Somebody write this, please, and do it well. Somebody, please.
Because think about it. Assume it's every week, just like the series.
Yeah, like I said,
an orderly is going to come to this door, see the same face, but there's going to be an entirely new personality screaming, "Let me out! Where am I? I don't know what's happening.
Is this?
Who are you? I'm Joe Smith. How old are you? I'm 45. When were you born? 1912. Okay.
But now, are we assuming Sam is still in his own lifetime? Because then he could be, like, repeating the same things over and over and over and over. He might actually be legit crazy at this point, the original Sam. Do you think any of his 6 master's degrees is helping him out right now?
No. And the quantum leap accelerator, it's not holding him there. It just shot him out into the stratosphere.
Yeah.
So, if they shut it down, of course he's lost to time, but wouldn't he still be doing everything that he's already doing?
Well, see, now in the new series, right, they fired it back up.
Yeah.
How long was it dormant?
I would assume as long as the time frame between season end to season start.
So now, did they ever mention, like, was Ziggy running this whole time? Or did they actually start Ziggy back up?
They just said that the whole project was shut down. Therefore, I would assume Ziggy did get shut down.
Okay. So then 30 years, at least 25, I guess, if we're going from when the series actually ended or whatever, that he's maybe in limbo. And then, like, you bring him back, maybe it'll feel like 1990 was just yesterday to him. And has no idea he's just been for 30 years.
There's a lot of interesting avenues they could explore. And I hope that if the opportunity presents itself, whatever idea that they have is a solid one.
Yeah. And like, yeah, that's, I like your idea because it's probably the easiest way I would think to even be able to explain. Because like he'd have to be, well, very, but I mean, somebody's been having to like keep the body nurtured and running, you know, or haven't passed away. You know, just by natural causes at that point. I don't know. I mean, Scott Bakula is still alive, so dude can't be old. Sure. But like, you know, I don't know. How old is Scott Bakula? Is he in his 60s? He's got to be at least, right?
I would almost say mid-60s, if not pushing 70, as much as I hate to say that, but it's true.
Well, I mean, he's been around a while. Like, every time I read these things, and he was born in 54. So,
He's 70, almost 70.
70. Yeah, almost. Depending on when his birthday is this year.
October 9th. Hey, he shares a birthday with me. How
hey,
about that?
Hey, look at that. Yeah. Oh, my God, 70. And see, now I'm looking at him. No, he doesn't look 70. I've even seen him at cons because, of course, you know, with him being part of Star Trek. Yeah, he's always at every con. And it took me a minute. So this here's an embarrassing story for a moment. It's not Quantum Leap. Like, I knew him from Quantum Leap. I didn't get into Star Trek and everything. Sorry, y'all can hate me. I'm not hating on people who liked it. I just didn't get into it. So one Comic-Con that I went to, you know, he was there signing autographs with everyone else. And I looked down and saw that he was charging $70 for an autograph. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And I said this out loud. Did he forget he's Scott Bakula? You know, and then my friend looks at me. She goes, yeah. And I'm like, okay. Not making a connection why Quantum Leap Man wants $70 for his autograph. And she's like, dude, Enterprise? Oh, and then it clicked. I was like, oh, yeah, he's a bigger deal than I'm remembering. Never mind. Sorry. Yeah. You know, but I was just like out loud in front of his stand. Did he forget he's? And I'm like, Jesus, why did I do that? Like, it just came out of my mouth where I'm like, he forget he's Scott Bakula? And like, clearly I forgot who he was, you know, in the grand scheme of things. So, oopsies.
Or being hateful. You were just, you know, saying something that felt true to you at that moment in time.
It's just like, Quantum Leap was so long ago. Why? You know, and it was just like, oh, wait, he's done a lot since then. Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean he hasn't been. But yeah, I should have. And then it clicked. I was like, oh, yeah, Star Trek. They're going to be at cons till they die if they want to. There's always going to be people who want to see those actors there. I mean, for what, for crying out loud, what's his name still goes to? Shatner.
Shatner.
And he was what? I know he was the first, but it was only like 2-3 seasons. You know what I mean? So he's still making the rounds for Star Trek. So that thing's never going to die. Good for them. From what I understand, they make so much money doing those cons. They don't actually have to do any other work if they don't want to.
I mean, that would be the dream.
I heard Norman Reedus talking about that, where he was just like, you get a couple of cons in a weekend or something like that. He's like, you're done for the year if you wanted to be. Because like, if you think about $100 an autograph, probably $150 a picture, VIP passes, whatever, you're getting paid to just be there that weekend. And you're really working a couple of hours because they might be back there signing autographs for an hour or two. They might be on a panel for an hour. And then they're getting rushed out the back somewhere to wherever they need to go for the next one. I was just like, they're making so much money in one weekend. It's ridiculous. $50,000, $60,000, maybe more. Like, it's just, I don't know. Anywho, that was pretty much it that I wanted to chat about with Quantum Leap. And I was a little sad at how it ended because, of course, you would always think you want it to wrap it up. Him come home. It'd be a nice, neat little bow. So it's just kind of depressing that they decided to go the route that he's just never coming home. Because every single episode, he's hoping the next leap will be the leap home.
Yeah. The fact that you knew, like, so if you didn't know, and I'll kind of give a little trivia bit for those who might not be in the know. The reason, like, they had planned on a sixth season and something happened, ratings, what have you, in the network.
They got moved around a lot, I was reading, too. That's kind of the death of a series when you're, like, going to Wednesday, then to Friday, then to Tuesday.
Yeah. People like consistency. So ratings started to drop, and the network was like, eh, I think we're done with it. And that canned whatever they planned for season six. So they were just like, well, we got to use this as a wrapper. And they just said, they didn't come home. And they just, pretty much the ending is just that. We get text at the end of the screen, and it's just like, well, shit. And you just, you feel like, I've been on this journey, and this is how it ends? Fuck
right.
you.
Right, a wall of text?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That is one of the reasons I wouldn't mind having a happy ending for Sam. But again, at the same time, it does feel like it would take away from the ending they set.
And that might be where Scott's coming from, too. So. Where he's just like, I enjoyed that for what it was. I want to leave it there. And I mean, no Al, you know, so that could be something too. I mean, I've never been in that position to have something successful like that or whatever, or anything really. But, you know, so I don't know what that might feel like to go back and think you might wreck a memory or something that you've already just put to bed. And it's a nice part of your life. And that's that, you know. But yeah, to your point, it would be nice to give him a happier ending because we would have to assume it's canon since we are continuing, you know. True. We'll see. I don't think he will.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath, which is fine because I feel like they're doing
your own thing.
They don't need it. You're doing fine on your own. So if you don't.
They've made it enough their own at this point that it is its own show. It's taking that concept, of course. But I mean, we have an ensemble cast. We're basically in the office about as equal amount of time as we're in the field. More people have been the hologram than just one individual, you know? And like we were saying before, it's not stuck to like Ben's lifetime. It's wherever in the frickin' lifetimes they can throw them to, you know? And I think the way they explained how that was working was very interesting, which I didn't expect to have such a cool explanation for like how that circular, God, I'm not going to explain it nearly as well, but just the way that time travel, he was using each leap to be able to propel even further, even further, even further. It's just like, it made enough sense for fake crap to like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know, which I don't think they even really did in the original series, right? Were we really talking about like how like just Ziggy was cool and
they didn't go
and God and you know
they didn't do the pseudoscience stuff. It was just kind of like, well, I'm smart, I have degrees, okay.
Yeah, but so smart to not have like another week or two patience, I guess, to make sure everything was working properly. But so I don't know. It was a fun series. I still think they did a lot of fun stuff. Some of it was cringy that I've mentioned, you know. But getting to new episode each week, new story, new situation, new person. You could jump into any episode, I think, at any point. And as long as you just know Sam is leaping, Al's the hologram that's helping him through, and Ziggy's the overarching god in this situation, you're good. You're set. You can keep going.
And I would even say that if you've never given Quantum Leap a chance, if you've never hopped into it and maybe you're a little hesitant, as we said, you can kind of bounce around. I think I genuinely feel that there are a few choice episodes that would be good starters. Like if you didn't want to start at the beginning and just wanted to check it out.
I would say watch the pilot for sure. Just because, wow, it was just interesting that that's how they wanted to set the whole thing up. You know,
right.
With like nothing. Go. Okay.
But I'm trying to remember certain episodes like names, which I probably won't. I remember there was one called Jimmy where he was what's the proper term here?
Oh, I don't know what we're calling it.
Mentally challenged.
I don't know what we're calling it. But yes, that one was was a very powerful episode, actually.
Yeah.
Like just the way people interacted with him and him trying to interact. And the fact that that also brought up another question to me because, like, Sam was having, I would imagine, some of the same issues that the kid would be faced with throughout. Yeah. I guess not even a kid really anymore, but, you know, that would be faced with. So does the bodies actually affect Sam? Because I feel like he should still be limited by what that body can do.
Right. There was a... Damn.
But there was another...
Where did we have that? There was another episode. It had something to do with him walking, didn't it?
Like, well, there was one where he was blind, and that's where I finally went, I don't know which way we're going here with what he can do, because the episode with the kid that we were talking about, he's dropping stuff. He can't do this. He can't do that or the other. He's like, I don't understand what's wrong with me. Why yeah. can I not do these things? But then he was some real successful pianist that he had leapt into that was blind. The pianist yeah. was blind. Sam is not. However, Sam could see in this man's body. So he was having to pretend to be blind. And I'm like, so which is it?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I just, now that you brought it up, I remember those little plot holes
mm-hmm.
where there would be little things like that. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense because it should be the blind man who doesn't have working eyes should be able to see in Sam's body.
Yeah.
But Sam shouldn't be able to see in his body at all.
Nope.
Because
you're still limited to what that physical capability is, I would think.
Yeah, it should be more of a conscious mind swap more mm-hmm. than it is a body swap. But if you're saying that now he can see, that's a body swap.
Yeah. So yeah, and they kind of like wrote a weird thing in the middle to make him like kind of be blind for a minute so he wouldn't get outed, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah, that bothers me a little bit. Yeah so think, there's yeah. certain things like that that I was just like, man, it would make more sense to me. And probably more interesting, honestly, if Sam was limited to whatever the capability of the body that he leapt into is. Because now he can't just use whatever smarts or whatever it is. He's going to have to use something completely different, you know? He's yeah. still got Al being like, don't walk in the middle of the street or whatever. But like, I don't know. I feel like that would have been more interesting than sure. Sam being able to see in a blind man's body.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. You're being handicapped in some way and now you're mm-hmm. having to deal with it.
Yeah, it's like your next level of the video game. you know, yeah. this one's a little more challenging because you've got different sets of rules. So, yeah, so certain things like that, I think, you mm-hmm. know, kind of bothered me. But yes, that was a good episode with the kid for sure. Mm-hmm. Overall, just very powerful. I almost cried a little.
Future Boy was another one that I liked where he leapt into the sidekick of a guy who did this old 50s TV show that I think he actually said he grew up with. It was like Future Man and
yes,
something like that.
Because he was like, he was a stunt guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like the guy's sidekick on the show.
Oh,
like,
maybe he did
I think
it
his
twice
name was
then.
Future Boy, and I can't remember the name of the actual characters, like Captain
okay,
something
I don't
know or another
and
Future
one.
Boy. And they hosted this very educational TV show for children, and again, Sam was like, oh, I remember this. And then mm-hmm. apparently the lead star had some issues. They were going to cancel the show, and he was struggling. And I thought that was a really good episode as well.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely some gems.
There's a lot of gems in there. And like mm-hmm. I said, they might be scattered about within the seasons, but there mm-hmm. are some really solid bits of television. Like,
yeah,
beyond anything that you would expect. Well acted, well told mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Like,
and I was
going
to say,
shit.
Those two actors, too, they worked so well with each other. I mean, you had to. Yeah. You're the whole show. You know, it's you two. And it was nice, you know, that mm-hmm. they did work so well together and could play off of each other that well. And again, it just brings me happiness that every time Al goes through a thing, we have mm-hmm. that music. It goes through a wall, through an object, through a whatever. It has to have that music to let us know, ooh, we're breaking the rules here. And it's like, no, he's a hologram. But I just, it makes me laugh because we could be having a serious moment. And because he went through a wall, we've got to be that or whatever the music is. And I'm just like, every time. So far, if they break the rule later on, I don't remember. But so far, yes. If he's gonna go through a thing, and then that's another. See, now I keep thinking of other questions. That's another question I have, and then I'll wrap it up. So Al is connected to Sam's brainwaves. Yes, that's how they explained it.
Yeah.
Then how can Al go off into like other people's cars or somewhere else entirely to help spy for Sam?
Good question.
I think that's the only thing that bothers me is they'll like break their rule just for plot device, well, I guess at the time, but
it's almost like they have a rule to explain a certain thing, but don't think about it as an overall rule. It's like, oh, so if we did it that way, then that means that he wouldn't be able to do that, but it'll be fine.
For this episode, it's fine.
Yeah. Nobody will remember what we said a couple episodes back. So
Guess what? We did. Anyway, okay. I didn't mean to come in here and just poke holes in it, but there's a couple of holes there where it's like, I'll sit there and go,
If you just stick to the basic premise of the show.
He can leap. Things change. Done.
It's a lot of fun. And I would even still recommend the new iteration to us. I feel like the fact that, as we kind of mentioned, they're doing their own thing and not just trying to emulate what they did, I feel like helps give it its own identity while kind of paying homage to the original. They're doing their own thing, and I think they're doing it beautifully, and I love all the characters.
And I think you could pick this one up without having watched the original series.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally. They explain enough of it to the point where you'll be caught up and could understand the story they're trying to tell in the newer one. It might complement it a little bit better, because certain things they'll mention, you'll be like, aha, you know, but I don't think it'll take away your enjoyment overall.
No. Yeah, it's almost like a reward for those who did watch it, but not to the point where, haha, I know a thing that you don't.
Right,
it's just like you remember and be like, oh shit, that's a thing. That's
that's what that is. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
kind of a nice
I recommend
reward.
It. It's on Peacock right now, at least the whole series looks like it is. So if you were in between shows and was maybe wanting to try something a little older. Yeah, why not? And again, you don't have to go in order, which was nice. I just kind of flipped through and saw whatever topic looked fun, and then I would just watch that one.
And that's the beauty of it. You just go find an episode that sounds interesting to you, hit play, and I guarantee you're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Definitely. Excellent. Watch them both. Let us know what you think.
Yes, please do on whatever social media platform you use regularly. We're at Super Mega Crash everywhere. You can send us an email, supermegacrash@gmail.com. You know that. Support the show over on Patreon. Leave us that 5-star review on your podcasting app. And keep up with all things over at pencilpaperproductions.com/supermegacrash. Links are in the show notes down below. Join us again next week, siblings, where we may or may not leap out of our bodies. It may not be us anymore. It may be Sam and Ben have taken over and they're hosting the show. And you'll never know.
You know what? They might be more fun to listen to. I don't know. We're pretty fun. But
I think we're fun.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be us right now, and we wouldn't even know it.
We wouldn't know.
We would know. You would know. I would know.
And yeah, wherever we're actually at right now.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably get stuck in Sam's, the older crazy body.
Okay.
Just because that would be my luck, because I'm broken enough as it is. They'd be like, give her the old one. She won't notice the difference. You're like, okay. Yeah. You know, and then you can get the young spry buddy.
But anyway, siblings, we're going to go leap now. So see you next week. Until then, go beyond your limits.
This has been a Pencil and Paper Podcast Network production.